It's Gruber time on the Michigan Talk Network.
You know, it seems to me, before I leave that last little conversation with you, is that the president should be focused on the economy constantly. That's what he should be focused on every stop, every day, every place he goes. That's what Republicans should be talking about, because the economy is on fire. The economy is doing well, and it's not crumbs, Nancy. It's real money for real people that have real lives, real challenges, and now they have real opportunities. So don't kid yourself. Shifting gears, do you think Mike Pompeo or John Bolton were on the phone asking James Clapper and John Brennan, you know, to weigh in on this or that because they had security clearances? And the answer is quite clearly a resounding no, they weren't, they're not, they don't care. James Clapper and John Brennan, who have both been guilty of lying and lying and lying, these two sit there as if they are some sort of messiah when it comes to foreign intelligence. This, of course, in the blowback of Donald Trump taking away John Brennan's security clearance, which he doesn't need. When did it become a lifetime privilege that if you served in government and had security clearances, you would just keep it forever? I mean, to me, that strikes me as a very bad idea right from the get-go. Anyhow, here's a statement from 12 former intel officials. The president's action regarding John Brennan and the threats of similar action against other former officials has nothing to do with who should and should not hold security clearances, and everything to do with an attempt to stifle free speech. Stifle free speech? I'm pretty sure the first thing that John Brennan did was start tweeting about how unfair it was and stifling his free speech. And then, of course, he published an op-ed in the New York Times. If anything, John Brennan got more free speech. Having access to the United States secrets has nothing at all to do with free speech. The statement went on to read, as individuals who have cherished and helped preserve the right of Americans to free speech, even when that right has been used to criticize us, that signal is inappropriate and deeply regrettable. And that comment is completely disingenuous. That's garbage. Taking away John Brennan's security clearance, which he was using as a hammer against this administration and, I might say, this country from his pulpit at CNN, has nothing at all to do with free speech. Again, he went right out and wrote an op-ed for the New York Times lambasting the president, as he always does, because he's a vocal, irrational critic. Among the signers are six former CIA directors, including retired Army Chief David Petraeus, who had been a potential candidate for Secretary of State in the early days of the Trump administration. Also in the group, former five deputy directors of the CIA and former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. But of course, James, who lied to Congress with no ramifications whatsoever on several occasions, he, of course, would jump to Brennan's defense. The dozen stress that while they don't necessarily agree with comments made by John Brennan, who's become a frequent guest in liberal news channels, they believe he has the right to voice them. And he still does. He didn't lose his right to voice anything. You guys are missing it. You see, you're all missing it. Donald Trump made James Brennan a foil. He didn't stifle his free speech. In fact, quite the contrary. I believe the president wants John Brennan to talk more. And by poking him like this, he knows he will talk more. He needs a foil. He needs to put a face to the deep state, and he just did it. John Brennan is the face of the deep state as the president begins to roll out what he says will be 50 campaign stops this fall. 50. Working 6 and 7 days a week to promote the candidates in the different races that he believes need to win. And now he can go out there on the stump and he can say, look at John Brennan. Look at this fool. Look at the things he says about me and about you and about America. Not as bad as what Andrew Cuomo says about America, but bad enough. The point being now is that Donald Trump has an enemy. He has created a villain in John Brennan. And well, really, John Brennan did it to himself, and he helped create the situation himself. But now the president can capitalize on it and focus at Brennan and say, there it is, folks. There's one of the people that's trying to deny you your vote outcome. They're trying to delegitimize my presidency. The votes that you made, they're trying to say don't matter, that you're deplorable, you're despicable, you're a racist and a misogynist, and you're a knuckle dragger, and you're not smart enough to know what you're doing, so we should be doing it for you. That's what he's created in John Brennan, a target, a punching bag for his stump speeches. And might I add, I think he did it quite well, because he set it up quite well. Now, make no mistake, the president has a constitutional responsibility to protect classified information. And who has access to it? And that's exactly what he's been doing. And of course, as you can imagine, the president went out and sent a few tweets around, quoting people like Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch, a regular guest on this program. Here's the quote from Farrell. An incredibly corrupt FBI and DOJ trying to steer the outcome of a presidential election, Brennan has gone off the deep end. He's disgraced and discredited himself. His conduct has been outrageous. I echo that sentiment from Chris Farrell at Judicial Watch. I agree with that point of view. And again, the president does as well, and here's the beauty of what he's done. He's created outrage on the left. But let's bring it full circle here. John Brennan is a bad actor. John Brennan is a guy who is involved with this whole Russia investigation that has so far gone nowhere. And people don't really care about that primarily. They care about the economy. There's your full circle. It's 25 after on a Friday. So good to have you here. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy. DTE providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.